This is Vatican Radio. The Primate of All Ireland, Archbishop Eamon Martin of Armagh, will celebrate a Thanksgiving Mass this Saturday evening for all those who have been workers of mercy in his archdiocese during this Jubilee year. The Archbishop has invited people to share with him the names and work of individuals who put the corporal and spiritual works of mercy into action in their daily lives so they can be remembered at the celebration. Speaking to Vatican Radio's Chris Altieri, Archbishop Martin explained more about the Mass and the Year of Mercy in his archdiocese.
This weekend in the Cathedral of St. Patrick in Armagh, we're holding a Thanksgiving Mass for all those who do mercy, for people who live the corporal and spiritual works of mercy in their daily lives. We've been very taken by Pope Francis's words at the canonization of Saint Teresa of Calcutta, that she was an icon of mercy, and also she was a model of holiness. And using that as a springboard, I've been encouraging people throughout the diocese and indeed throughout Ireland to think about those people around them who are icons of mercy, those people who are models of holiness, people who are reaching out to others and doing great works of mercy. Because as we know, the Universal Church has launched this hashtag BeMercy social media means of trying to tell people to think about the work of mercy. Works of mercy are going on all around us, all the time. And I'm hoping that this Mass of Thanksgiving will allow us to draw attention to individuals and groups who are living and working the works of mercy.
You touch on something at the end of your remarks there that I think has been a key, certainly to the Holy Father's whole thinking throughout this Year of Mercy, which are the sundry, the myriad little ways in which we can work mercy in our lives, each of which finds its expression or its epitome perhaps in one of the classical spiritual or corporal works of mercy. But these are little everyday things that we can do. I'm wondering whether you might be able to give us some concrete examples of these little ways in which we can work mercy, of which perhaps we ought to be more mindful.
I encouraged people in the diocese to write to me and to tell me about people they knew who are living and doing works. And, you know, it would bring a tear to your eye. I have a beautiful letter from a mother talking about how her teenage son looks after her. She's got quite an extreme form of diabetes. He comes in from school, asks her about her sugar level readings, and ensures that she takes her bloods and that she makes the proper injections every day. What a beautiful thing to think of that as a work of mercy. And yet, as you say, it's a simple, everyday act of love and kindness. I think that's what the Holy Father has been really encouraging us to do, is to see that we can do mercy, we can be mercy in simple, everyday acts, charity, love, outreach, particularly to those who perhaps might be forgotten. Of course, during this Year of Mercy, we've also become much more aware, I think, of the wonderful work that is being undertaken by those who've consecrated themselves to God in the consecrated life. Here in Ireland, many of our religious congregations are now, you know, aging and elderly, but the work that these women and men continue to do in reaching out to help those who are marginalized is just breathtaking. So I think that Pope Francis has successfully lifted onto the agenda the idea of doing mercy, of being mercy in the world.
Has the Year of Mercy in Ireland been something that has attracted a younger generation to the church? Ireland has always been thought of and seen from the outside as a bastion of Catholicism and as an example of Catholic culture that has been tried in recent times by things that we're all aware of. And there are people that have had, especially in the younger generations, perhaps quite legitimate questions about the credibility of the church's witness. Has this been a way to respond to those concerns?
I think it's a bit of a mixed picture, really. I wouldn't like to overemphasize the impact of the Year of Mercy on this specific issue. However, it has certainly been a very attractive presentation of the perennial truths of the gospel. Do to others what God wants you to do. You did it to me, you know, that very powerful parable of the Last Judgment. And young people in particular, I think, are attracted to the idea of the gospel as being something practical in their lives. And it's just that, not that there's anything new being added by the Year of Mercy, but it has put a particularly interesting and innovative slant on the wonderful, powerful message of the gospel. I have found that in schools, young people, we held a Catholic Schools Week early in January, and we asked our schools to consider how they, in their everyday life, are contributing to the work of mercy. It was outstanding, some of the examples that the young people came up with, and how they themselves were attracted to do more with regard to the work of mercy because of this particular Jubilee year. With regard to practice in church, I'm not sure. That's something that perhaps we'd be able to judge in hindsight in a year or two's time to see whether or not the Year of Mercy had any particular impact. But I do know that youth groups, Bible study groups, the World Youth Day, of course, and many other occasions which hooked into the Year of Mercy have proven particularly popular with young people.
We're coming up on the close of the Year of Mercy, and it's time to begin to think about takeaways. And I'm wondering what you hope will be the takeaway or takeaways, and what the lasting legacy of this Year of Mercy could be for you at home.
Well, for me, a particularly important event has been the outcome of the Synod on the Family, where very clearly Pope Francis has tried to set the message of the Synod in the context of his Year of Mercy. And therefore we begin to realize that the Year of Mercy is challenging. It's challenging to all of us to move out from the comfort zones of our own churches and parishes and to seek out those who may feel marginalized, isolated, or in other ways not part of their church. I think the Year of Mercy not only calls us to do mercy with those who are poor, with the stranger, with the sick, with those who feel abandoned, but also to find ways of outreach and mission to those who may feel excluded from their church, even though they are not excluded from the church. They're very much part of the family of the church. So I would like to think that the resounding legacy of the Year of Mercy will be a message of mission and continued mission and outreach to the peripheries.